It will probably surprise you to learn that very early on, many key people knew that the CIA, through its Cuban and Mafia operatives, had killed the president. It was not a very well-kept secret. Just one example is that Pulitzer Prize-winning reporter Haynes Johnson says that he was in the room when Robert Kennedy, on the afternoon of the murder, blamed the assassination on the CIA and their anti-Castro Cubans. And there's reason to think that Hoover also knew most of the details of the assassination even before it happened. In 1960, 3 years before the assassination, Hoover himself wrote a memo about Lee Harvey Oswald's involvement with the CIA. 3 years before the assassination, Oswald was on Hoover's personal radar as being CIA involved. Just amazing. And apparently just the beginning of a long and beautiful relationship between Hoover and Oswald. You see, at the opening session of the Warren Commission's official investigation into the Kennedy assassination, this man, the Attorney General of the state of Texas, Wagoner Carr, calls up the commissioners and says he thinks, "Y'all ought to know your boy Lee Oswald was working for the FBI on the payroll getting $200 a month with the ID number S179. The commissioners decided not to even ask Hoover about it. Why? My guess is they were scared to death he might admit his relationship with Oswald. And there's powerful evidence that Oswald was working for the FBI, spying for them on the CIA.